Imagine if Jokic enjoyed playing basketball. How much better he would be. Or maybe it's his disdain for basketball that makes him good.
Imagine if Jokic enjoyed basketball as much as he enjoys a buffet.
But the NBA would just be over. It'd just be Jokic winning MVP and NBA championships every year.
Until he retired. Yeah. Until he got full. I mean, you know, there is a
– He would average a quadruple-double. Like, I average a quadruple-whopper.
I mean, you know, we try to make people smarter than they were when they started listening to this program. But you are going to be very smart if you know that Giddens has that limit. He does have a full mark when going to a buffet. You know what that full mark is, Bauman?
When the buffet's done?
No.
When they close?
When you and I say, come on, let's go. You've embarrassed us enough. I mean, many.
No, my limit is 3 plates more than whoever I'm with.
So if you and I eat 3 plates, he's at 9.
No, not combined.
Yeah.
No. Three plates more than the most, whoever ate the most.
All I know is that on Easter, our Lord and Savior has risen, but he might have fallen down. Because I'm telling you, I mean, a dump truck could not have brought to his house what he eat on Sunday. I mean, it is unreal. I mean, he's
still
he's
eating. A
man. Yeah, he's still eating. Well, he's not. I mean, he put most of it down on Sunday. I've never.
Y'all were just jealous of my caloric intake.
Caloric?
Yeah.
It's more like gluttony.
No, it all gets used in the gym.
No, not all.
Most.
You don't work out for 18 hours a day. You eat for 18 and work out 2. You need to flip that around. You need to work out for 18 and eat for 2. No,
that would be terrible. That would be muscular cannibalism.
I mean, you'd walk around here looking like a pencil.
If you worked out that much?
If you worked out for 18 hours a day and eat for 2.
You would not get the results you're looking for. You need to eat more than that.
Oh, my goodness. How can you eat more than what you
did Sunday?
You know
what Arnold Schwarzenegger said? Famous quote.
There's no telling. I'll be back.
I mean,
that's what he says to a buffet. I'll be back.
And they'll put his picture on the wall and say, don't let him be back.
Yeah, I mean, that's what Arnold Schwarzenegger said when he walked into a buffet.
I set myself
up. He said, I'll be back.
I set myself up for this one. But no, he said the hardest part about working out is eating when you're full.
What does eating when you're full have to do with working out?
Because you have to feed the muscles.
If that's the case, then you should only eat for 5 hours a day. That's twice as much as you work out.
But I don't actually, I want the listeners to know, I don't actually eat for 18 hours a day.
Solid, brother.
Solid.
How many hours do you sleep a day?
Probably
6.
Between 6 and 7.
Okay, the other 18, you've got something in your hand and your mouth. I mean, every time your elbow bends, your mouth flies open. I mean, you're constantly eating something, whether it's something big or an actual meal. Correct me if I'm wrong, Bauman. He's got something going on at all times.
He does. He's got something going on. He's blowing and going.
He's blowing up, I tell you. Now, listen, we pick at him and give him a hard time, but I will tell you this. He works most of his food off, and that's what he was talking about. But, I mean, it doesn't work really good when you eat constantly for 18 hours.
I mean, you got to eat. You got to eat. You can't just eat. If you go to McDonald's and eat 3 meals a day, you're going to have worse side effects than probably anything you can do positively in the gym.
It depends.
You got to eat some good things, some quality things that have good nutrients.
Yeah, but at McDonald's, your 3 meals a day would be about $30 each meal.
Yeah, exactly. So that'd be even worse than the average person.
Yeah.
But you gotta. Sometimes you gotta eat your grilled chicken and your rice, and then sometimes you can go and get your pizza and get the and carb
up. I get that, but I gotta ask you this: if y'all think that he eats bad all the time, he don't. But I'm gonna ask you: have you ever ate the McRib?
I have, but it's not a big thing to me. It's not impressive.
You have eaten a McRib.
Yeah, I've had a McRib.
Our listening audience will find out right now. That'll let you know that he will eat just about anything.
I mean, I didn't say I liked it. It's
but if you ate one, you ate just about anything. Because they don't even know what kind of animal that is.
It's a little riblet.
I said animal.
Yeah, it's like a piglet.
No.
They have to track that thing down for a long time to figure out what's going in it. I think
they raise those at the McDonald family farm,
Ronald McDonald House.
Yeah, EIEIO.
Oh my God.